When we expend negative energy towards others and the world around us, we push ourselves further away from our own success. Welcome to Wealthy Thoughts with your host, Richard Levy. Our show provides a positive blueprint to what you could be doing in order to bring more success to your life. Now, here is Richard Levy.
Warm greetings to you, ladies and gentlemen in the United States and all around the world. This is Richard Levy, currently in Hong Kong. I hope you can hear me on Skype. I am going to be broadcasting today over Skype, and I believe I can receive your phone calls. We'll see what happens. My phone number in the United States to call in is area code 646-652-2293. That's 646-652-2293. Welcome to Wealthy Thoughts, my dear friends, where we talk about the thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and actions you need to take or may choose to take to attract a rich, abundant life full of success, wealth, happiness, and joy. I'd like to especially welcome our listeners in Bulgaria, in the Ukraine, in Iceland, and Austria. And to you, a warm Grüß Gott. Ich freue mich sehr, Sie begrüßen zu dürfen. The life you live, my dear friend, is all your choice, all your responsibility, and really, you don't want it any other way. Believe me on that one. Today, I will discuss various topics. If something pops up in your mind that you'd like to share, you'd like to talk about a breakthrough, your successes or your challenges, please give us a call. And I would love to have you just give us your first name and where you're calling from. What can you share that helps others have a better, improved life? I always talk about in my daily prosperity messages on this radio show, my Facebook posts, my Twitter posts, how important it is to you, my dear friend, to help others reach their goals, coach, mentor others with your positive energy. What you give out, the good you give out, whether it's your thoughts, your feelings, your energy, your money, good energy, let that be your action. Let that be your goal every single day. I cannot emphasize that more than this. Always be there to encourage people. And simply, you can imagine with your, use your imagination, your thoughts, your energy, picture somebody who's going through a challenge, a health challenge, a financial problem, a financial issue. I'm still there, ladies and gentlemen. This could be happening, and my apologies. This is Skype, and when you hear that pause, it's just that I have to reconnect. I'm using what I believe is hotel high-speed internet, and so that may happen. Please bear with me. I usually do the radio show from my home residence, my wife's home, and my home in Texas with a normal telephone. So please have patience. Sip a coffee. Or your tea or water, whatever refreshment you have. Visualizing with your mind, it's free, it doesn't cost anything to see other people have that. And the advantage of that is, when you see others reaching their goals, solving their problems or challenges, there's little to no resistance in your mind. Why is that? Because you're thinking about another person. that resistance comes into your mind when you're thinking about yourself, when you're thinking about your goals. But we're going to talk about that today when we talk about affirmations. We're going to discuss different ways that you can think about success and prosperity in your mind. If there's anything that comes to your mind that you want to talk about, our phone number is 646-652-2293. Remember, the more abundance you feel, the more you think about abundance, the more abundance comes into your life. It does not matter what happened yesterday. It does not matter what somebody did to you or should have done or what could have done. Here at Wealthy Thoughts, we focus on today's thoughts and your vision for tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, and several years from now. If you're calling from outside the United States, the prefix for America is 001, and then you would dial 646-652-2293. Do you want to change your life? I think a lot of us are in that position. You want to change your life. Do you want to change the world? Now, let me make that clear. I'm not talking about what's going on in the world, the challenges. Everybody on listening to the show, wherever you're living, knows there's political issues, there's war in different parts of the world, there's economic challenges. Guess what? Or as my late dear mother would say, newsflash, that has happened since the beginning of woman and man. It happens today and happens forever. Would I like that to change? Well, that's beyond the scope of Wealthy Thoughts. But what is not beyond the scope of Wealthy Thoughts, what's not beyond your capabilities, is your ability to change your thinking. It's easy to change your thinking, which changes the world around you, your universe, but it's also easy not to change your thinking, to just go along with the law of average, just to look at the events around you, listen to the negative people around you, read the negative news reports, and then this negativity comes into your mind. We're going to talk about that today. So how do you change the world around you? How do you change your life? It starts with inside of you. The power of your inner energy change. And I realize there will be challenges on the way, bumps in the road, and at times that energy could change due to any number of reasons. What do you do in that case? You keep calm, you keep collected, and you go back to your thoughts of success and prosperity. And that is, again, what we're going to talk about today with affirmations. So I want to really go through with you what it means to affirm, how you can affirm success and prosperity. But if you get nothing else out of today's show, I want you to remember this. What you change on the inside, if thought about enough, and with emotion, that is feeling becomes reality around you. Now, that's a very important point. You may have swallowed right then. Somebody may have said something to you. So let me emphasize that. What you think about when inside of you, you want to think about with emotion and with feeling. If you just think thoughts and dismiss them, or you say words, pronounce words of success and prosperity, you talk about your goals, and there's little to no feeling, little to no emotion, little to no, or no passion, then there'll be very little effect on success, on changing your life. So that's real important to understand and know about that. And how do you generate emotion, feelings? By repetition. The more you think about and you feel and you can visualize having, doing whatever it is you want, more wealth, more prosperity, an excellent, outstanding marriage or relationship, if it's not marriage, more customers, the right clients. The more you busy your mind with these kind of thoughts, two things are happening. Common sense. One, you're going to attract more success and prosperity to you. You're going to attract more positive people to you who think like that, because like attracts like. That's called law of attraction, or the law of cause and effect, whatever you want to call that. Law of attraction has been around since the beginning of woman and man. That is, you also block negativity from coming in your mind. You cannot think two things at once. So there's a big emphasis there. As you visualize success, you affirm success over and over with good thoughts, then little to no negativity can come into your mind. So keep that one in mind. Keep it literally and figuratively. Keep that in the forefront of your mind, your affirmations. Remember, it is easy to change our thinking today. It is also easy to change our thinking every day, but it's also easy not to. And that's where a lot of us get caught into forgetting and neglecting our responsibility to ourselves, not to other people, not to our neighbors, but to our own thinking. This is our job. And as I said at the beginning of the show, you really don't want it to be any other way. We sometimes let the news on the TV or from the internet take priority over our success thinking. We let social media, posts on social media, take priority over our success thinking. We let emails take priority over our success thinking. So what does that tell me? If somebody mentions that to me, that tells you something very fast, very clearly about this person. The TV, the television, the internet, the social media, and emails are more important than your success, than your wealth, than your health, than your prosperity, and your ideal love and intimate relationships. I ask you to ask yourself, if your bank account grows, your finances, your fortunes grow and expand after spending hours during the day checking emails, social media posts, watching and reading the latest news. This reminds me of people who sit around at the cafes or at the restaurants, wherever you're living in the world, with friends and have refreshments, and the conversation focuses on what's bad, the politics, what is evil, what should not be happening. All that, would I pardon me for saying this, negative garbage. I'm not saying stick your head in the sand. They'd rather talk about what's bad and complain and be unhappy and join in with the poison thinking of other people. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with political discussions and dissertations and protests in March, but I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to those of you out there who have goals, who want more wealth, who want more prosperity, who want intimate relationships that matter, who want to reach your destiny. Okay, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, that's the Skype. And again, this is not going to be a regular occurrence on the TV show talking over the Skype. So again, I'm apologize to you every single time this happens. I hope it doesn't happen that many more times. But I'm back with you once again. And what I was talking about is, one of the biggest, if not the biggest pleasure in life, is to help others feel great. And my point before we got disconnected was this, that if you're at a place in life where you have lack, you're experiencing financial challenges, health issues, relationship challenges, and you're asking me, well, how can I help other people have a better life? How can I give out? That's the wrong question. Start now. It doesn't happen the other way around. That is, if you complain about misery and problems, things don't get better. Why? Because when you focus on what's bad, when you talk about evil, when you talk about being a victim by life or the world or the negativity, the universe never questions your thinking, your feelings, your energy. The universe says, oh, he or she is complaining. They are a victim, so I'm going to prove them right. Remember, the universe never questions your thinking. That's your job to direct your thinking. So we're going to talk about affirmations. A great way, my dear friends, to start your day is with a free daily prosperity message. Now, a lot of you are receiving that from me right now. If you're not, it's free of charge. I send it out to thousands of people every single day. Let that start your positive energy flowing. It doesn't matter what kind of challenge you might be experiencing, money, love, health, work, or political issues. Your world starts and your world ends with your thoughts. That's why I believe thoughts make you wealthy. So go to my website, thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com. That's thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com, and subscribe to the free daily prosperity message. There's no obligation. You do not have to buy anything, and you can cancel or unsubscribe at any single time. So let's talk for a moment about affirmations. Some of you have been using affirmations. Some of you have no idea what I'm talking about. But let me define it briefly and then get into it. An affirmation of empowerment, give you a feeling of hope, give you feelings of confidence, help you visualize success, doing whatever it is you want in life. What I want to emphasize to you is that we are all affirming, whether you know what affirmations are or you do not know what affirmations are. Whenever you're thinking to yourself over and over about a subject, if you're obsessing, that means I often repeat some phrases I use because we have a lot of people listening from around the world and are unfamiliar with some of the phrases we use in the English language. So when I say obsessing, this means saying over and over and over, I'm a victim, what they're doing to me is bad, what he or she did or could have done to me was good or bad, et cetera, and so on. That's an affirmation, and that type of affirmation is very negative. I want to emphasize today positive affirmations. So I want to just start with that we all use affirmations, whether you intentionally use them or that you're unaware of them and you're repeating negative thoughts yourself. Now, I've interviewed people on my radio show, successful men and women. There's very few of them who are very unaware of affirmations, but they repeat themselves positive thoughts over and over throughout the days. And these are very wealthy people, very successful people. They were fortunate enough to have been brought up in families where the energy around the house was positive, was goal-oriented, was supporting each other, was in a state of validation, people listening to each other. So there was little negativity, mostly positive energy, and so these people are constantly affirming thoughts of success and wealth and prosperity without being aware of it. I want to point out today affirmations that you can start using today and what happens when you run into challenges or blocks your affirmations, how you can get beyond that. So affirmations are words that we put into our mind. It can be positive and helpful or negative and hurtful, as I talked about. If you speak about how good things are, how grateful you are for anything, you are telling the universe that you want to be rich, you want to be any kind of affirmation. I'm going to give you just a few. I am wealth. I am success. I'm worthy of love and prosperity. I deserve success. I can hear a lot of you saying, could I repeat that? Because you're trying to write this down. I will, and I'll say it slowly. I am wealth. I am success. I am worthy of love and prosperity. I deserve wealth and success. Now, those are not, I giggle a little bit, not the only affirmations out there. There are literally billions of affirmations out there. The important thing is to find some words that feel good to you, that resonate, or that they mean something to you that you can repeat over and over and over. Can you change them? Of course you can change them, and you may change them, but do your best to stick with the same words, memorize them, make them into a song. You do not have to be a professional singer. You just repeat the words over and over. I had a guest on my show a couple months ago who talked about repeating or singing her affirmations while she's driving. Now, is that because she believes she's going to be a recording artist? I don't know. I've never heard her sing, and maybe she has a beautiful voice. But I sing my affirmations when I'm alone. I would never do that around my wife. Always to your words. And the more passion, more feelings, and more emotion you put in, mix more energetic your words are to the universe, and the bigger action you're going to have. Wherever we place our attention is with our eyes and with our feelings and emotions is what we attract in our life, regardless of the limitations that we may think are around us. This is the beauty of affirmations. You can listen to any of my past radio shows and make note of the very successful people. When they talk about affirmations directly or indirectly, that is, the words that they repeat to themselves and the words that they speak and talk about and the type of people they associate. That is, how they talk, the words they choose, and the people they associate with. But there are those who'd rather talk about how bad things are. Phrase we use in English language that passive aggressive that the surface negativity, and this type of negative energy is something that will not help you become a millionaire, not help you reach your goals, not help you be a healthier, happier person. And I want to tell you, the truly wealthy millionaire out there who has a great relationship, has great health, is reaching their goals, surpassing, is not a person who participates with this type of negativity. I'll guarantee that. The people who are repeating, and these are affirmations about things that are bad, are saying things like this to themselves: I am fearful, or I am a victim. There are too many bad people out there. How am I to get new customers? How do I reach my goals? There's not enough good men or women out there for me to date, to meet, to marry. Therefore, I have to go to a bar. I have to go with my female or male friends to restaurants and hope I meet the right person. No, they're going about it the wrong way. Whether you're looking for a person to date, to meet, to go out with, or for the ideal customer for your business, you want to be very clear to the universe, what is the ideal customer? What's the age group? What's the sex? What's the education level? Whether you're looking for the mate or the right customer, you need to be very clear about what it is you want in life. And of course, we talked last week about goals. You want to be very clear what your goals are, the date, and put dates on your goals. Remember this. Is not the newspaper, the world, the politicians, the internet, emails, or text messages that say, yes, please, negativity, come into my mind. Please pollute my mind, my spirit, my wealth, my health, my success, my relationships. No, we have the choice and the responsibility to guard our thoughts, our words. I want to say that again. And when I repeat on my radio show something, this is something you want to write down. And remember, you can always listen to my radio shows over again by going to my website, thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com. Because it's a holiday weekend, it may take a few days for me to get this posted, but it is on all my daily prosperity messages. We have the choice. We have the responsibility to guard our thoughts, our words. Very few of us guard our thoughts, our words. We say what comes to our mind, or we allow the words of others that are full of negativity or hate or pessimism or fear or worry in our mind. You wouldn't anymore drink polluted water intentionally, you would not drink poison, then why would you allow negative thoughts of others come to your mind? Now, a lot of people ask, well, what am I to do? Walk away from people who are negative? Well, that's a subject for an entire radio show, but that is one option, yes. Another option is to change the subject. But the biggest option you have is, again, you can change your thoughts. He or she has, how expensive life is, or how bad taxes are, or how bad the politics are certain events in certain parts of the world. That doesn't mean that you have to focus on their thinking, their words, or interact. Simply affirm thoughts of success, which I talked about a moment ago. I am wealth, I am success. So what you're doing is you're taking responsibility, you're guarding your thoughts, you're guarding your words that come into your mind. Remember, if we want to please others, if we want to let the fears of others, from others, take over our mind, then that is our choice. That's not theirs. Remember that. If we're out to radio show today, as I often say, surround yourself with positive people, with successful people, with wealthy people. Find them. They are there if you look for them. I say that because so many people write me or email. And people simply complain all the time. Well, again, that's your job. Is that challenging? Yes, it is. But think about the type of person, type of people you want to meet, the type of clients and customers you want to have, the type of relationships you want to have, and put that out to the universe. What you think about, what you feel, and what you visualize is what you attract into your life. It does not matter what you are surrounded with, or what kind of circumstances are present in your life at this time. Why do you want to surround yourself with successful, wealthy people, people who are much richer than you are? Because you will begin to think and speak like them. Then you begin to feel hope. You begin to feel optimism and a belief in yourself, and you begin to feel love and admiration for yourself. You begin to feel appreciation for yourself. And bottom line, you begin to feel, if you haven't already, that you deserve and are worthy of success. One woman I had on my radio show some time back, who's very wealthy, a multimillionaire, very happy person I've known most of my life. She's done just so well in life, always happy, chipper. She talked about an affirmation, and I don't remember exactly what she said, but in the affirmation, it had to do with, I deserve for the abundant success I have in my life. I feel I'm worthy, and I deserve it. Now, those are not the words of her affirmation, and you do not need to actually say what she said, but there you go. There's a successful person who repeats herself that she's worthy and deserving of a life of success and prosperity. And what happens when you feel that you're worthy and deserving of success and wealth and health and good success, you attract to yourself? I have a fun and easy way for you to surround yourself with positive, successful people, if that's what you would like to have in your life. It's our Choosing Financial Freedom program. If you would like to feel success, because Richard, have conversations in my group with people who talk about success, at least talking about overcoming challenges to reach success, to reach their goals, and wealth, and have the positive energy, then this is the type of group that you want to join. And it does. We have mentoring phone calls that I am on once a week, and I interact with people. I give training. And wealthy. I also have a private Facebook group, which is also kept very positive. If this interests you, go to my website and click on free 30-minute coaching. That website is at thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com, thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com. There's no obligation. Click on free 30-minute coaching. Both you and I can talk about clarity, talk about what it is you really want in life. What do you want for yourself? What's important for you? Where do you want to go? What is your destiny? And how to overcome challenges? Then we can decide if the Choosing Financial Freedom program is something for you. It's an 8-week program. As you begin to start affirming success during the day and also affirm success and wealth when you happen to be around negative people or negative circumstances, your life begins to change. And the beautiful point of affirmations when you affirm success and wealth is it changes, negates, it blocks the negative thoughts that come up in your mind, such as, how will I pay that bill? Or how can I succeed? How can I reach the right customers? How can I have an ideal relationship? How can I heal? You simply, calmly, change the tune, change the as you listen to music on your smartphone, as you listen to different stations on your radio while you're driving, you simply change your thoughts when negativity comes up, either your own negativity coming inside of you or when you hear other people talk about negative thoughts or negative subjects, then repeat an affirmation such as, I am success, wealth is mine. Or you can simply repeat words such as wealth or success and prosperity. Those are what I call power words, and I talk about that in my book, Thoughts Make You Wealthy. So I want you to begin a program, start a program of affirming success and wealth. Why do I say to use phrases such as, I am wealth, I am prosperity, I am health. Whatever you say after I am, and I could go into the explanation, you don't need to hear all that, that would just distract you, becomes part of your life. Because those out there who say I am I am. So change that around. Now, for those of you just starting out, negativity is going to come up with your mind. There could be voices from childhood, voices of negative parents or siblings, our teachers, our friends, relatives, anybody. They're going to say, who are you to be wealthy? Who are you to be successful? Simply repeat the affirmation again. Perhaps write it out on paper. I'm real big on that. I talked about that over the last two radio shows on Wealthy Thoughts. So I am wealth, I am success. Say, memorize them, write them, and feel them, and do this over and over during the day. As I said at the top of the show, and I say this every single week, it is really easy to begin a program of affirmations. It is likewise. It is also so easy to neglect the affirmations, to say to yourself, I am too busy, I have to read the newspaper, I have to go out with my friends to the restaurant, I have to do something that I don't really want to do. Whatever it is that you're doing you don't want to do takes the place of affirmations. It's a message to the universe that wealth, success, and riches are really not important. So those who check your emails, all through the you could spend repeating affirmations to yourself. I do want to make something very, very clear. And just affirm. Yes, that's a good way to say your affirmations at home when you're relaxed and peaceful. But I'm making a point. Thoughts do make you wealthy. The bottom line is what? You have to take action. You have to deal with challenges. You have to deal with negativity. You have to take action on your goals. So I want to make that very, very clear. It's important to say your affirmations all through the day, but whenever you're led to take action on success, on wealth, on handling challenges, you have to do that still. There's a mixture of the two. There's been some very, very popular books that have been New York Times bestsellers that talk about the law of attraction or just thinking, and there's nothing else to do. Well, there is the big point that's left. For the thoughts or feelings coming into your mind. If you'd like to call in and share your challenges, your breakthroughs, your thoughts, call in area code 213-9. I'm sorry, that's my phone number for the show. Okay, here's the guest call-in number, area code 646-652-2293. That's area code 646-652-2293. And if you're calling from outside the United States, 001-646-652-2293. I'm now going to go into a few topics. These are selected from my upcoming Daily Prosperity messages. I talked about them. You find them in your email box every single morning by going to thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com. And simply click on Daily Prosperity Message. Now, do some of you may feel overwhelmed with problems, with challenges? Then how can you get beyond the problems, the challenges? Well, a big part of it is, number one, to take action, develop a plan. But to help your subconscious lead you to the right people, to the right sources, resources, you need to help develop yourself, become a bigger and better person, become bigger than the problems, because those who focus on their problems and not solutions focus on what's bad, not what they want to have. If they don't like living where they are, well, where do you want to live? If you're not happy what's happening in your country, what country would you like to live in? If you're not happy at the company you're working at, the job you have, what would you like to do? What is your passion? Focus on what you do want. That is something, a technique I use so often when people talk about what is wrong and what is bad. I politely wait for them to come up for air, to take a break, and then to take a pause and ask them, I hear you. I understand your feelings, your disappointment, your anger, but let me ask you this. What do you want? What would make you happy? What would be the ideal circumstance? And this confuses a lot of the people who are very negative. They're so involved talking about what's bad, and they would like to spend, and they have spent a majority of their life talking about what's wrong, what's bad, what's an injustice. The other thing you can do on your own, not only to think about the solutions, and I'm big on that, I always have been, always will be, is there's thousands of books out there on personal development. What can you learn about successful thinking, becoming prosperity? What kind of biographies can you read of successful people, people who became multimillionaires? These are the type of people you want to follow, you want to learn from. Read their books. Spend time on educating yourself how people overcame challenges, how they made money, how they had ideal relationships, how they overcame health challenges. Increase and widen your knowledge so that your confidence overwhelms the problems. Let me say it again. The more you learn from people who are successful and prosperous, and you learn from books, reading books, listening to DVDs, reading ebooks. You don't have to. If you don't have a bookstore near you in this day and age, if you have the internet, you download ebooks, electronic books, and you can read any. Okay, there we go. We had another interruption. So I'm back with you. This is Richard Levy at Wealthy Thoughts. What I was beginning to tell you is how I overcame a challenge I had. Many years ago, I was in officer training school in the United States, and they make it intentional. Okay, my apologies again. We're going to stay on the air for another 5 minutes, and we'll end the show in a little bit early today because of these connection issues. But I do want to share this with you, an experience I went through when I was in officer training school. What I was saying is that they put intentionally mental and physical pressure on you, nothing unkind, nothing mean at all. It's just to see if people can handle challenges, teaches people how to work with other people. You have to cooperate. I was going into the pilot training course at the United States Air Force. In any event, I was starting to feel overwhelmed. I have to just put it very simple to you in that respect. And I was beginning to focus on the problem. And then I shifted my thinking, as I've talked about during the show today. I started thinking about what would be the solution, what would help me feel better, what would help me be even more successful during this 3-month officer training course. I remembered what I had forgotten. That sounds crazy the way I put that. So I'm going to rephrase that. I had forgotten to say my affirmations, and I think that was 6 weeks into the training. I'm not sure right now. I really do not remember that. But I do know that I went back into my locker where I'd stored all my personal belongings, and I found one of my favorite books that was written by an author named, he's dead now, Dr. Joseph Murphy. And I believe it was a book on wealth thinking. I'm not sure the name of the book, superb book. If you want to know the name of it, send me an email at wealthythoughts@gmail.com. In any event, I opened up the book to the very back where he had many, many affirmations. And I read and I went to my locker very often and read affirmations. And yes, the experience in the officer training course just changed dramatically for the good. I passed my test. My fortunes turned around, and I received an award at the conclusion for the most important near the top. So what did I do? I began to read my affirmations. So that's my point to you, is that affirmations will change your life, and this is a big part of my financial freedom course that I'd like you to think about. It's just $300. Or you can pay $100 three times, and we keep our energy focused on affirmations, on goal writing, on passions, meeting the ideal person, relationship, health, solving health issues, but mostly financial freedom. And over the 8 weeks, the goal is to change your conscious. And I will do future shows on the telephone, so we don't have to go through this pain. But great to have you with me. For those of you who hung in through our several disconnects here, it has to do with the internet connection here. That's it for today, my dear friends. If you have any comments about today's show, please go to my Facebook page and post any questions, experiences, breakthroughs, successes you have. That's at facebook.com/thoughtsmakeyouwealthy. facebook.com/thoughtsmakeyouwealthy. I'm on Twitter at Wealth Thinking. That's Wealth Thinking. That's at Twitter. And of course, you can email me at wealthythoughts@gmail.com. That's wealthythoughts@gmail.com. Visit me on my website at thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com. Any question, any comment you have, any topics that you'd like me to talk about, please post them and let me know. As I've said, if you're ready for more wealth, success, love, and happiness, please consider my 8-week training, Choosing Financial Freedom, one module a week. Every single week we have a great time, and it's very positive. Only positivity, positive energy is allowed in the show. We keep it that way, keep it pure. This is only for those who are ready to go on to the next level in life. Develop yourself, let go of your past, let go of the negativity, let go of the hurts, and reach your goals. If you want more happiness, more self-confidence, more love, and more wealth, then this is for you. If you have any questions, go to thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com. It's just $300 one time or $100, three payments divided at the beginning, middle, and the end. Remember this, dear friends, whatever you think about, whatever you talk about, and whatever you write about is what you attract into your life. Therefore, why not choose to focus only on success, love, joy, harmony, and happiness? That's a challenge, but I believe you're up to that because I believe in you. I want you to believe in you also, and that is the most important thing. As I've said over throughout the show, associate with successful, wealthy people and let go of the negative people as best as you can. This is Richard Levy of Thoughts Make You Wealthy, which I personally believe in. Remember, your thoughts are leading you to take action to create prosperity. Be sure and love and appreciate and admire the most important person you see in the mirror every day. Now, who's that? Yes, that's you. We'll see you next time on Wealthy Thoughts on the telephone, not Skype. This is Richard Levy calling you from Hong Kong. Bye for now.
Thank you for inviting positive success into your life this week on Wealthy Thoughts. Please join host Richard Levy again. And this week, think of something positive you can do to bring success to yourself and others.